Hi, everybody. As president, my top priority is rebuilding an economy where everybody who works hard has the chance to get ahead. It's what I'll spend some time talking about on Monday at the White House Summit on Working Families. We're bringing together business leaders and workers to talk about the challenges that working parents face every day and how we can address them together. Take paid family leave. Many jobs don't offer adequate leave to care for a new baby or an ailing parent, so workers can't afford to be there when their family needs them the most. That's wrong, and it puts us way behind the times. Only 3 countries in the world report that they don't offer paid maternity leave. 3. And the United States is one of them. It's time to change that. A few states have acted on their own to give workers paid family leave, but this should be available to everyone because all Americans should be able to afford to care for a family member in need. Childcare is another challenge. Most working families I know can't afford thousands a year for childcare, but often that's what it costs. That leaves parents scrambling just to make sure their kids are safe while they're at work. Forget about giving them the high-quality early childhood education that helps the kid succeed in life. Then there's the issue of flexibility. The ability to take a few hours off for a parent-teacher conference or to work from home when your child is sick. Most workers want it, but not enough of them have it. What's more, it not only makes workers happier, studies show that flexibility can make workers more productive and reduce worker turnover and absenteeism, and that's good for business. At a time when women make up about half of America's workforce, outdated workplace policies that make it harder for mothers to work hold our entire economy back. But these aren't just problems for women. Men also care about who's watching their kids. They're rearranging their schedules to make it to soccer games and school plays. Lots of sons help care for aging parents, and plenty of fathers would love to be home for their new baby's first weeks in the world. In fact, in a new study, nearly half of all parents, women and men, report that they've said no to a job, not because they didn't want it, but because it would be too hard on their families. When that many talented, hardworking people are forced to choose between work and family, something's wrong. Other countries are making it easier for people to have both. We should too, if we want American businesses to compete and win in the global economy. Family leave, childcare, flexibility. These aren't frills, they're basic needs. They shouldn't be bonuses, they should be the bottom line. The good news is some businesses are embracing family-friendly policies because they know it's key to attracting and retaining talented employees. And I'm going to keep highlighting the businesses that do, because I take this personally. I take it personally as the son and grandson of some strong women who worked hard to support my sister and me, and as the husband of a brilliant woman who struggled to balance work and has raised our girls when my job often kept me away, and as the father of 2 beautiful young ladies, whom I want to be there for as much as I can, and who I hope will be able to have families and careers of their own one day. We know from our history that our economy grows best from the middle out, that our country does better when everybody participates, when everyone's talents are put to use, when we all have a fair shot. That's the America I believe in, and that's the America I'll keep fighting for every day. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
So let's talk about energy, how it affects our daily lives, and how Republicans are working to make it more affordable, reliable, and beneficial. Not too long ago, we thought America's energy needs could only be met through increasing foreign dependence. It's a scary thought, particularly as we watch the chaos unfold overseas, and gasoline prices closing in on $4 a gallon here at home. I hear constantly from working families struggling with the cost of filling the tank just to drive to and from work. Energy is at the core of American life. It supports jobs and our economy, and it affects everything from the price at the pump and the monthly electric bill to the cost of groceries, all of the things that Americans need to make ends meet. Schools, churches, hospitals, manufacturing plants in my home state of Michigan and around the country, they all depend on affordable energy. That's why this coming week, the House is going to vote on bills designed to make the most of America's abundant energy supplies by building pipelines and transmission lines to connect our energy abundance to consumers and by using our energy strength to fight back against hostile nations who use their resources to hold the rest of the world hostage. We've already taken steps to modernize permitting, approve major energy projects, cut red tape for hydropower plants, and keep American coal in our energy mix. But we're not going to stop there. We're offering more predictable regulations that encourage investment, lower prices, and create jobs here at home. We're making targeted energy efficiency reforms, which also is going to help reduce costs and eliminate waste. And we're focusing on the safety and the reliability of the electrical grid to protect against everything from security threats to brownouts and blackouts. We're working to keep nuclear power safe and sustainable for the long term. That's what we mean by an all-of-the-above energy strategy. Fossil and renewable fuels, expanded production and conservation. Together, these steps could help save money for American families, create the new jobs and industries that we want, and strengthen our position across the globe. It's very different than President Obama's vision. His recently announced EPA rules for power plants is going to make it harder to use all of our American resources and could well force states to ration energy, which certainly is going to make it more expensive to power our homes and factories. His record of energy development on federal lands remains dismal. And we all may rue the day that this president decided he could not say yes to the job-creating Keystone XL pipeline, which is going to displace energy from hostile parts of the world like Venezuela and the Middle East and replace it with supplies from our ally, our friend, Canada. Instead, the project is in regulatory purgatory, and America waits and waits. We can do better. Yes, we can. The U.S. has entered an era of energy abundance, and now we need the architecture, the infrastructure, and policies to support it. That's exactly what Republicans are working to deliver. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.